Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm chuckling because I always sing with the song when we come on the air. Not on the air, but when we come on the air, I'm singing in the where you can't hear me. And I still don't have much of a voice, so it didn't come out. And I remember in high school when I was in music contests and went to district contest, and I had laryngitis for a week before then. That was before they gave people steroid shots and got them well real fast, you know. And I had a voice enough to sing, but every now and then it would go, huh, like that. You just get barely anything out. And I got a one for my contest pieces, but the judge criticized me because he said the word "and" was just as important as the rest of the words. And when I went to sing the word "and" in the song, it went, huh. It didn't want to come out. So I'm kind of in that spot right now, but I am getting better, and I'm very excited about it. We're heading into Christmas, and it's a wonderful time of the year. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the loving God that you are. You are love. You are the truth, the light of the world. Oh, how we need you, God. The times we live in seem to be more complicated every day. While conveniences abound in our lives, we've cluttered our lives with stuff and with sin. Forgive us, O God, and bring us back to you. Make us a people once again that deserve to be called by your name and who will be the beacons of your light and the bearers of your truth to our neighbors and to the world. Bless CSC Talk Radio. Make 2020 a year that will expand the audience and fill the air with you, encouraging others and bringing truth and common sense to the world that has grown complicated in our sin and in our selfishness. I pray for your continued protection over President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. I ask that you guard them and that you guide them with your wisdom and your word and your truths. Watch over their families and keep them all safe. Thank you, Father, for the healing power of the human body. As I get past this virus and back to a brighter and hopefully on target self. Bless today's show. May I bring and share truth and ideas that need to be heard to awaken and to encourage others, including myself. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I take a little break from the news on the weekends, as I have told you many times, and turn it on late on Sunday night. It was right after the Chiefs game last night. Late on Sunday night to start figuring out what we're going to talk about today. It didn't work last night. All they're talking about is impeachment. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. The lack of impeachment thereof. And as my husband and I drove to Kansas yesterday and back, we were talking and he mentioned the anger. Why they are so angry at you when you disagree with them. Nobody can accept just being disagreeable. They have to be angry about it. And as I was reading the first article for this morning that I found on my list, it was by Victor David Davis Hanson. I admire this man. I think he's got a lot of wisdom, he puts it in such a way that it's easy to understand. And I thought it was kind of ironic that he's talking about pretty much what we were discussing when we were driving back and forth about the anger of people. Why are they so angry if you disagree with them? And it's really been, they've been angry for a long time, but right now the mask has been removed and what they have hidden behind is being revealed. The Victor Davis Hanson's title of this is The Era of Good Fascism, and he's got a question mark there. He says, consider the recent statements and acts of iconic progressive celebrities. Jane Fonda is chronically furious. This time she directed her wrath at those who disagree about the urgency of ending the entire fossil fuel industry and ruining the current economy. Her idea is to put the climate deniers on trial for incorrect speech. So much for the First Amendment. Now, because of the fossil fuel industry, it is too late for moderation, Fonda says. And given the emergency, it's those who believe in moderation in pre-Trump business as usual who are truly delusional. And those who lie and continue to lie about what they're doing to the environment should be put on trial. Those are Jane Fonda's words of love for anyone who disagrees with her. At the top of the page, I had to put in the comment in a question mark. Who's delusional? He goes on in this article, and he says the green teenage heartthrob Greta Thunberg has different solution for those who disagree with her orthodox view on climate change. World leaders are still trying to run away with their responsibilities, but we have to make sure they cannot do that. We will make sure that we put them against the wall, and they will have to do their job to protect our futures. This is from Beth's comment here that I'm getting ready to share with you. I think it's very sad what they have done with Greta. Greta has been filled with lies and hate, and that's how she's marching her life as a teenager, which is ought to be filled with hope. Teenagers usually have that I'm going to last forever attitude, you know. They think they're invincible, but not Greta. She has an idea of doom and gloom and no future. And that's sad that they have put that in her. Going back to Victor Hansen's article. If Thunberg is truly worried about past government decisions that have threatened the world, she might study Swedish history and ask why her forefathers sold iron ore to the Nazi war machine, without which it would not have waged the war it did, and often threw in Swedish transport in the bargain. For those who think the American Civil Liberties Union and other liberal watchdogs ceaselessly monitor our government to ensure our Bill of Rights and laws are not abused to the detriment of citizens, they should be sorely disappointed. The left has redefined civil liberties. I love this. I love how he words this. To mean correct thinking. Thus, incorrect thinking is not protected speech or behavior, according to American Civil Liberties Union and other liberal watchdogs. It is now clear that the top hierarchy of the FBI under James Comey and Andrew McCabe used the powers of their agency to deceive a federal court with fraudulent evidence in order to surveil a U.S. citizen as part of a larger plan to subvert a political campaign and eventually a presidential transition. It is also likely that both James Clapper and John Brennan trafficked in a fake dossier, a product of opposition research designed to smear a political candidate in a presidential race. Both were also likely to be involved in the use of overseas informants to surveil Trump campaign aides. Now, some of us would think that that's a bad thing. But if you're a part of the civil liberties group, you know, all's fair in love and war, something like that. All's fair if you're a liberal. We're headed into a break. I want to finish this article for you, and then we will open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Why are they so angry? And we will be right back.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message. Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC. CTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, if you're going to call in, you need to be on hold for just a little bit because I want to finish this article. The title of my show is A Clear and Present Danger. It's on hold. Why are they so angry? And in this article that I'm sharing with you by Victor Davis Hanson. It's from the AmericanGreatness.com, and you just put in AM for America, Greatness.com, and they've got some great authors on there. And in this one, when he's talking about the Civil Liberties Union, he says the left has redefined civil liberties to correct thinking. So they have become the think police is what basically has happened, and that's why we see these uproars all over the place, including in our universities. And he talks about that here in just a minute. Let's move on. It says, few on the left, that is, was either morally or legally wrong. They very few of them feel that it was morally or legally wrong for Hillary Clinton, I better slow down, to hire a foreign national to spy on her opponent's campaign. We don't hear them say much about that. Much less for a foreign national, Christopher Steele, to interfere in a U.S. election. Laws are fluid to be enforced when they champion the good, to be ignored by the subverted when they empower the bad. That is why both Clapper and Brennan, who in the past alike have admitted to lying to Congress while under oath. I don't see them getting impeached or thrown in jail. But they were rewarded with paid analyst positions, respectfully, with CNN and MSNBC. They're authorities now on that line and spying. Brennan and Clapper and Comey and McCabe are iconic figures to the left who are willing to use any means necessary to stop the fiendish Trump. Fiendish. Comey's idea of a higher loyalty proves to be a euphemism for taking the law into one's own hands to destroy an elected president deemed a threat to the status quo agendas. J. Edgar Hoover surely would have approved of Comey's gambit of privately misleading the president as to the status of an ongoing FBI investigation directed at him, recording in notes a one-sided version of such confidential conversations, and then leaking such memos to the press to encourage a special counsel appointment to investigate a president. He would have made J. Edgar Hoover very proud. Few libertarians care that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff was data mining the phone records of the president's attorney, and by reverse targeting his colleague Devin Nunes. Fewer were concerned that he publicized such records with the clear intent of smearing his enemies. Again, not a civil libertarian said a word, any more than any did during the Obama administration when Eric Holder monitored the phone and emailed records of Associated Press journalists, or any more than when Schiff blatantly lied that he and his staff had no contact with the so-called whistleblower, which we have since found is not true. This article goes on, and I'm going to have some sympathy with Roger from New Mexico, who called in early, so we're going to take his call right now, and then I'll continue with the article. Roger, how are you today?
I want to say Merry Christmas to you, Beth Ann.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas
spirit.
To you. Thank you.
But I wanted to say one thing real quick about fossil fuel. There's only one reason to try to conserve fossil fuel, and that is that you can't eat solar cells. We all eat fossil fuel. The Haber chemical process takes natural gas, combines it with air, makes ammonium nitrate, and they give it to all the farmers. They pump it in the ground. We have bumper crops. They feed their livestock. We all have food. If you don't have the natural gas, we don't have no food. That doesn't sound very good to me.
No, we were talking about this yesterday, and I think last week when I had Lars on from Switzerland, that CO2 is in everything. So if they have this, what is it, 2030, that they want to be completely CO2 zero, well, bye. There's nobody left. There's no life left. There's nothing left because you've gotten rid of CO2. Of course, they're not going to do that. But they keep pushing this narrative, and anyway, I appreciate the call. Thank you for your Merry Christmas, Roger. Merry Christmas to you there in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Appreciate it so much. I want to get back to this article because it's talking about, well, they've got a double set of standards. But the old cliche, all's fair in love and war and politics, seems to be very true with the Democrats. Although I'm not sure they understand what love is. They do understand war. They've profited off of that greatly. And they do understand politics. Victor Hansen makes some good points here. Civil liberty abuse by liberals? No problem. So what he was saying up here in the first, in this other paragraph that we read, it doesn't matter that Adam Schiff invaded the privacy of others, and then not only invaded that privacy, but he made it public. That's okay, because he's doing it for the good. He's doing it for the socialism. A cynical reductionist with no faith in human nature might conclude that conservatives are less likely to abuse civil liberties because a mainstream press watches their every move, ready to pounce at even the suggestion of any abuse of free speech or expression or due process. In contrast, however, liberals seem to have little problem with abusing the FISA courts, inserting informants into political campaigns, snooping on congressional colleagues, and hiring opposition research to use foreign sources to defame a political opponent. Because they correctly assume that the media either will ignore such abuse or that they will contextualize it in a way to help the good people ensure social justice. Schiff, along with Representative Nadler and House Speaker Pelosi, remember, helped redefine the Constitution on impeachment by citing no treason, no bribes, or high crimes and misdemeanors, but rather sought as an opposition majority in the Congress to smear with an indictment a first-term president before a scheduled re-election campaign. It's all politics, my friends. It is a smear campaign, which is backfiring. Because even anti-Trumpers can see that it's political. Of course, many of those don't care. We were told for weeks, he says, that impeachment must be accelerated to a vote. But when the polls supported the effort tanked, we were told that such an impeachment vote must not really speedily be sent to the Senate for trial. It's a clear and present danger, but put it on hold. Put it on hold. We have Christmas break coming. Just put it on hold. We know we can't win anything in the Senate, so just put it on hold. Oh, they want a real trial. Put it on hold. That was my words. That wasn't Victor. But he'd have been proud of me. We were told that it was an impeachment and speedily ready, but put it on hold. The Constitution's guidance on impeachment is apparently what polls better on any given day. In a larger landscape in which the progressive agenda always would prefer to change the Constitution when it proves inconvenient, whether to be the Electoral College or the Second Amendment, or even the First Amendment. If and when fascism comes to America, it will not arrive with jackboots, stiff arms, and military uniforms. The attempt to suppress political opposition in anti-constitutional fashion to regiment the economy by denying constitutionally protected freedoms and the effort to change the Constitution to reflect political utility will come under the auspices of equality, fairness, saving the planet, and social justice. As to way to combat climate change, racism, homophobia, and sexism. And that, my friend, is how they will invade your freedom and your liberties, and they already have. There's just a little bit more to this. I'm going to open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410. Clear and present danger! It's on hold, and we will be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope you're enjoying this article. It meant a lot to me. I really get, I like to listen to Victor Hansen, Victor Davis Hansen. He's on the Fox shows a lot at night. And he's just, I just love the way he puts things. So I'm going to finish this up. In this article, he has talked about these different segments of what they are pushing in order to push their agenda. Equality, fairness, saving the planet, social justice, climate change, racism, homophobia, and sexism. How many times do we hear that? If you don't agree with them, you're a racist. You're a homophobe. If you don't agree with them, you're a climate denier. Well, I am a climate denier because you are the ones that are being lied to and swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. So, equality is already there. But he goes on in this article. He says, the old Confederate idea of state nullification of federal law, the great bane of a century of civil rights movements, is now the progressive trademark.
Over 550 sanctuary jurisdictions have announced that federal immigration law simply does not apply in full within their confines. Because there were no federal consequences, when states simply ignore federal immigration legislation, why would not local jurisdictions, such as an increasing number of counties in Virginia, simply renounce the state laws in matters of gun control? If they can ignore this, they can ignore that, and they can ignore more. In other words, the Constitution isn't going to apply, and the Bill of Rights isn't going to apply to any of them. The university is usually the canary in the mine of bad ideas and worse customs, which I think is funny because he's a professor at a university. And their fascistic view of the future has already arrived. Incoming students on many campuses are asked to select the proper racial background of their future roommates. If students can practice such a racial segregation, will they soon be free to state which particular ethnic or racial background they do not prefer to associate with? Racial preference, isn't that what prejudices are? Isn't that what that's fought a war over? Is there really a difference between preferring a particularly correct racial roommate and not preferring a particularly incorrect racial roommate? It's all in how you word it. Is the glass half full or half empty? Safe space is now the politically correct word for racial segregation. The First Amendment is already curtailed on campus by hate speech. First Amendment is hate speech. It was not so long ago, and I'm breaking from his article here to remind you, and I can't remember what campus it was on, but it was actually a spoof, and they were going around having them sign petitions to repeal the First Amendment, and they were signing them. Oh, yes, I don't think you should say anything to hurt somebody's feelings. Seriously, these are the same people flipping you off and calling you all kinds of crazy names if you don't agree with them. If a student is accused of sexual harassment or assault, he will quickly learn that the Fifth, Sixth, and Seventh Amendments do not really apply to the accused at most colleges. You're guilty already. If you're accused, you're guilty. Try giving a lecture in opposition to radical climate change theory. Late-term abortion, or affirmative action on a college campus, or wearing a MAGA hat in the campus. Free speech, though? The point is not that vigilant students would disrupt the lecture or attack the wearer, but that the college administration would contextualize the violence as understandable, if not justified, given the stress, discomfort, and hurt feelings that such free expression is believed to cause the good students. Are these professors and administrators in the college, are they the ones that were always the last picked in the class whenever you had some kind of athletic ability game going on the playground? I was, and it was because I was little. They didn't think I was strong enough to hold the line, you know, when you played Red Rover. That was one of my favorite games, was Red Rover. The modern university, the radical climate change movement, most of the media, and the new progressive party all share the same notion that the U.S. Constitution is an impediment to their agenda. Yeah, you know it is. That's me saying that. It is. Because you can't put the Constitution with socialism. It doesn't work. They don't go together. If it can't easily be changed, then at least it can be ignored when more power is needed to do more of the right things. The right things, the socialistic things. So how are they going to change your world? How are they going to help you ignore the Constitution? Through screaming equality, fairness, saving the planet, social justice, fight climate change, fight racism, fight homophobia and sexism. I have an article here. I won't go in depth with it. And it was over the last week, I think I actually saw it. Rudy gave it to me today. I think it might have been Friday when I saw this. UK researcher loses her job. Now, this is in the UK. That didn't happen here, right? Loses her job after declaring that men cannot change into women. Wow. How dare her believe such a stupid thing? The shame. Oh, the shame. Chris Cuomo, I don't know how many of you listen to Eric Metaxas. He wrote a book that one of my sons gave me, A Republic If You Can Keep It. He is a Christian patriot. And Eric Metaxas said this. The day Hillary was chosen as the standard bearer for the party and Trump was chosen, most people had a tough choice. It was not, you know, it was not Ronald Reagan and Mondale or whoever it was. It was a tough choice for everybody. So you had to think hard about what matters. And I think that given the track record of Hillary Clinton, a lot of people like myself were scared to death at the thought of a Clinton presidency. And he's absolutely correct. Well, Eric Metaxas gets attacked by Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo slammed him as an anti-choice on abortion. Metaxas said he's not anti-choice, he's anti-murdering the unborn. It was fun to see Metaxas point out Cuomo's brother, Andrew, signed a law in New York that legalized third trimester abortions. But what did Cuomo say? Cuomo says, by the way, Metaxas said, by the way, you happen to be related to someone who took a standard on this about a year ago. But Cuomo claimed he's not a scientist, so he can't proclaim when an unborn child is human. Metaxas replied, my wife and I go get an ultrasound. We see the baby 4 months along, and we go. That's our baby. That's our daughter. I got a little something to say about that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. What does the Bible say about that? Well, my son pointed something out to me this weekend, and I'm going to share it with you. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Freedom isn't free, but this Christmas gift coin is. This collector coin, designed on a genuine JFK half dollar, says Merry Christmas from President Donald Trump and our beautiful First Lady Melania. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. This U.S. currency, which is not for tender, is uniquely designed and pictures our favorite first couple hosting Christmas from the White House. This Christmas coin comes in a premium coin capsule along with a certificate of authenticity and a display stand. It's a great gift for that patriot on your list. Shipping and handling is less than $10. Order quickly, 651-888-8622. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. This Christmas commemorative coin is made in the USA and supplies are limited. It's beginning to look a lot like a patriotic Christmas. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. 651-888-8622 and tell them Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I get a big kick out of this, where Cuomo's telling Metaxas, Eric Metaxas, very strong Christian man, has his own talk show, and he says he's not a scientist, so he can't tell when, he can't tell people when life is life, when the unborn child is actually life. And Metaxas tells him, well, when my wife and I had an ultrasound, we saw our baby. We said, that's our baby girl. That's our baby daughter. That's our baby right there. Well, next year we're going to do a special Christmas show, and I'm going to have my oldest son on. He doesn't know this, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the scripture and the Christmas songs, the Christmas hymns that we're so familiar with, and we don't really stop and think about the words. Well, he was telling me about this yesterday, and in Luke, this is not about Christmas songs, this is about the scripture. In Luke, when you read the Christmas story this year, or you can listen to it on Christmas Day, we are going to read it. John Bruner will be with me, and we're going to read that. And it tells early in when Mary visits Elizabeth, her cousin, who is carrying John the Baptist. And the baby in the womb leaped for joy. Excited. What does that tell us about the baby in the womb? The baby in the womb was thinking outside the mother. It was a separate human being, even at that moment. The baby jumped for joy in Elizabeth's womb. A life. excited about the Messiah coming. It's cousin. They were cousins. When the cousins get together on Christmas Day, oh, they fight a little bit. But they have a great time. And when they find out another cousin is on the way, by the way, nobody said that yet this year. I have a new baby granddaughter. Haven't seen her since the day she was born. Well, the second day. So she's already going to be big. She was born in 1st of November. But they're already a separate child. They're already a separate human being. They already have their own personalities. You know that when you look them in the eye when they're born. And they look up at you. So Chris doesn't, he's not a scientist, so he can't decide that. But he can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that we're in climate change and the world's going to end in 10 years. Because you've already gone too. AOC, we already burned up too. I will tell you, I am not a scientist, but I am a realist, and I have seen their lies. And in the scripture, it talks about those who make false prophecies. They're lucky we're not in the Old Testament times, because they would no longer be here. If you tell a falsehood like that, and it does not come true, you're history, buddy. Sorry, Al. Sorry, Gore. It's too late for you. It's all in what fits their narrative. And unfortunately, many of them believe their own stupid words. But many of them do not. They know without a doubt that they are lying to you. Hook, line, and sinker. And they have lied to our children. And they brainwash those kids in college if they haven't already done it in public school. And what are you doing about it? What are we, the people, doing about it? We know they're lying to us. We know climate change isn't real. And yet they want to do away with all fossil fuels. They're going to do away with everything. Well, they can't. They can't. It's impossible for them to. And they can't do zero CO2 or there'll be absolutely no life on Earth. And last I checked, they don't even come close to a creator God. And they cannot, and they will not, make such a change in this world. Photosynthesis is something that happens. CO2 is good for you. It's not CO. It's not carbon monoxide. It's CO2. If you think you got too much of it, plant a tree. Plant a tree. They inhale it. We exhale it. And they exhale oxygen. Okay, I know they don't really breathe, but that's the way I learned it when I was a little girl in grade school, and I've never forgotten it. I've never forgotten it. Well, we're about out of time. There's so many other things I was going to share with you. But it's going to have to wait. I will share with this, and this is totally off of anything we've talked about, but I think this is newsworthy that if you haven't heard it yet, you need to. You remember the journalist Jamar Khashoggi? And how he was brutally murdered, and they got rid of the body. They must have taken lessons from some of the gangsters in America. They got rid of the body. Well, they've got 5 people sentenced to death now over there, and 3 others will be sentenced in 24 years in prison. So there was 5 people that are going to lose their lives over this. And 24 others that are going to spend their life in prison. Not 3 others, I'm sorry. 3 others that are going to serve 24 years in prison for it. Not knowing their age, that's a long time. But they have been found guilty of killing this man. And they are going to be held responsible for it. Now, I also had some information on the evangelicals. You know, the one news magazine that is less than evangelical. they've gone after others that are supporting Trump because they're evangelicals that do not support Trump. And Franklin Graham had a real good interview on that, and he was very good. He said they mentioned his father. He said, my father knew Donald Trump. He believed in Donald Trump, and he voted for Donald Trump. He believed that Donald J. Trump was the man for this hour in history for our nation. Donald J. Trump, so unlikely to be the pick of evangelical Christians, was the man chosen for such a time as this. And what we have seen in this nation since his election has been the great reveal of the evil in D.C. And it truly is up to us to recognize and to be a part of the truth, to be the evangelicals, to be the truth. You know, put him on a pedestal. He's not Christ. He's just a man that is strong, that is going to turn things around if we can allow it. And D.C. is fighting him every step of the way. You have to back him up. You have to get on your knees. You have to pray and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Jen London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Ho, ho, ho! There really is a Santa Claus. Bill Federer brings world history to life at Christmas. St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. Discover the story of Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop of Myra, Asia Minor, known as Turkey today. There is a great history behind our Christmas traditions, Christmas trees, carols, Kris Kringle creche scenes, poinsettias, and so much more. Relive Christmas past from Columbus to our U.S. presidents. Visit Valley Forge, the Great Depression, the Korean War, and World War II. There really is a Santa Claus. $24 will put this book in your mailbox. Share your new knowledge with friends and family this Christmas. Send $24 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or go to csctalkradio.com. Just $24. There really is a Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!